Gotta like the top two lines and some just great matchups. And this has been such a tight series. You know, game five is going to be a great one as well.
Being limited to just 8 minutes and 37 seconds in game number four, still chipped in three more block shots. As spun around was Jason Robertson. Here's Tanev leading Dallas in. Here's the first stop of the game for Skinner. Now Haskinen will take over for Dallas. Miro Haskinen has logged more ice time than anybody in this series and works his way in. Look, short side there. And it was stopped by Skinner. And McDavid will wind it up, but now it's Bouchard giving it back to 97. In with pace. And a shot on Ottinger that was steered aside. Bouchard moves up.
And back to McDavid, and it almost pays off.
Big hit there by Hyman. As he nailed Sam Steele, and here's McDavid back to the line. And a blocker stopped by Ottinger off Darnell Nurse. Here's another chance, and Kulak stopped by Ottinger. On the forecheck, Evander Kane has the puck again and hooks the backhand just wide. Here's Dylan Holloway. Back is Kulak right on, and that will stick to Ottinger. Take charge of the game in the second period. That was flipped in front, chopped away. Sagan sweeps it across. There's Rope, hits the backhand. Nice stop, rebound, and that is denied. Oh, what a chance for Dallas to open the scoring. And Stuart Skinner stands tall. Hintz had one of those chances. Here's Robertson going to the front again. Still loose in front. Skinner's down. And it's pulled away from the front of the net. And Dreisaitl will get it out of harm's way. Stars with a couple of great A's, but now back up Perry. And across it goes. McLeod just missed. But Dreisaitl driving the net. Look to center. It comes back. A Bouchard bomb. Doesn't get to the net. Centered in front. As Dreisaitl one time to center and pass. It's still not over. Tanev back under 7.5 to go here in the first. And a little room here. Pavelski. And he sent that just wide. Here's Bouchard after the faceoff win. Nugent Hopkins missed the target. Dreisaitl kicks it back to Bouchard. Steele and Delandre are the penalty killers for Dallas. Dreisaitl for McDavid to Bouchard. Rebound from scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins has the kickstarter in game five.
Seen a lot of in the last little while from this power play is just the straight setup for the bomb from Evan Bouchard. Quick rotation there, and it's right through the traffic, hits Tanev in front, and it pops right over. You just never know what's going to happen with the chaos of a hard shot. Ottinger.
Roberg back, and he got positive reviews from the coach after his Stanley Cup playoff debut, that one. And he'll hit the bench on a change as Haskinen plays it back. Out comes Connor Brown. In comes Logan Stankoven. And Skinner gets a piece of that. CeCe clears. Has a feeling of a very big, important period in this series, doesn't it?
100%. And you really felt it from the crowd. I thought they were a little timid and nervous. And
a poor season for the Oilers, but a quick clear here for Dallas. And the usual compliment out to start. And a lead feed to Dreisaitl to take them in. Nugent Hopkins to the net. Scores! He's doubled down. Back-to-back power play goals. And Edmonton leads 2-0.
Team a two-goal lead. A long stretch pass, a very different breakout. No drop back there. One pass later across from Leon Dreisaitl. And this is just a beauty of a shot. Nugent Hopkins gets it settled underneath the glove.
Change that perspective. Three of the first four games have seen a two-goal lead disappear. Here comes Dallas. A loose puck in front of Darnell Nurse. Finds it and sends it ahead to Keane. And here's Gaudin on him. Once again, he was cherry-picking at the Edmonton line. We've seen that in every game, haven't we? Jan Martin, he'll drop it off. Connor Brown shot. Blockered away there by Ottinger. And Jamie Benn will take over Up ahead it goes to Haskin, and in the box as the Oilers scored. And that one rolled through. So Evander Kane to take this face off. Up against Joe Pavelski. Wins it in the offense. So Broberg has scored! Philip Broberg from the point! His first Stanley Cup playoff goal. He came close minutes earlier, and now it's a 3-0.
The momentum changes with another big goal, but it's also who gets it. Right through a beautiful screen. Duchesne gets right by his lane. Ottinger doesn't even really react. Late up and over the glove. There's another great sound as it hits the post and goes in. And Broberg,
with that kind of a freedom, and he's the kind of guy that has the skill set and the speed and the skating to be able to do just that.
There's a turnover, and Sagan with a weak backhand. And Ekholm at center on the tape for McDavid with Nugent Hopkins. Ryan Nugent Hopkins with 3 2-goal postseason games in front. And McDavid unable to come up with that. That off the star and back out. Okay, Hintzel hit to the bench. McDavid will fly back in. He spots Hyman working. Pass Harley in. And a club stop by Ottinger on a power move by Zach Hyman.
A lefty in the defenseman, so your stick is a little bit vulnerable to the outside. And so why not take it?
Here he gets it through. McLeod kicks it back. Nurse at the line, Rick wide, and it comes to Ekholm. And that shot right on, looking for a rebound, was Perry in front, and Dallas clears. Through for Pavelski, and he'll send it in, that gets a change. Sam Steele with a quick pivot in the zone, and Haskinen shot. Wide of the mark, kept in by Suter. And Rick starts back. He'll flip it high off the end glass, Holloway there first. Holloway feeds it back, and it's easy pickings for Ottinger, and he holds on. But the Stars are going to have to offer a comeback either tonight or as the series progresses here, because right now the Oilers in pretty good shape. Pad stopped there by Skinner up in.
Well, they're 0 for 10 in their last 5, 0 for 9 in this series. And a chance to try to get something going.
It is the longest drive of the playoff for them, and that would hit Skinner and heel. Jamie Benn into the skates of Robertson. He's got it again. Robertson down low, booked it. Skinner across. Robbie Johnston with a huge stop.
But here's the great down low to the little bumper spot, and the shot by Johnston.
But desperate times clearly here with the Stars down 3 and 20 minutes to go, Chris.
So here we go. 8 straight goals for Edmonton. And protecting a 3-goal lead in game 5 on the road. Here's Hyman. Could have come out in front. And Ottinger.
Up thinking he might be able to make a pass, but you could see a little bit of chaos in front as Johnston goes one way. Lindell went right after McDavid.
His shot is off the stick of Draisaitl. Back for Stankoven. He'll send it in behind the net. Ben there, watched by Kulak. Here's Wyatt Johnston in front. Big stop by Stuart Skinner. Another words for each other.
Well, remember the one that Stankoven didn't shoot earlier, and there's one he did. Right trying to go off the post and in, and Stuart Skinner read where the pass was going. Watch that little extra toe.
Petrovic. Up ahead it goes, looking for Dadonov. With Duchesne and Marchman again. And it's Marchman in front. Duchesne! Stop! Another big one by Skinner. Get the feeling if any line for Dallas is going to get a comeback kick started, it's this one. Ben out there with the kids. Stankoven to the line. That shot scores! Harley took it, tipped in front. It's Wyatt Johnston again.
Goes to the net hard. Keeps the play alive here, and then Jamie Benn, a little kick to Stankoven, and Harley makes sure this one gets through. But how about that tip? He turned his stick upside down. Watch the blade of number 53. He turns it around and is able to chip it up. That's almost an impossible play.
Because Sunday, the Edmonton Oilers are going to get a chance to reserve their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. They've won game five, 3-1.